New Jersey has produced some of the best and most iconic musicians. I said what I said, okay? Maybe I'm biased, maybe it's the Jersey girl in me, but New Jersey has continued for years to produce some of the best artists. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk, rock, and everything in between. And I am here to talk about a state that is very near and dear to my heart. If you haven't picked up on this already, yeah, I'm a Jersey girl, okay? In my humble opinion, I don't care what anyone says. I think that some of the best bands and artists are from New Jersey. Period, point blank. I said what I said, and today I'm gonna prove it, okay? I am going to get you on the New Jersey artist bandwagon. Obviously, as this is a punk-based podcast, I will be focusing mostly on punk and rock musicians, but I will be sprinkling in some pop and some hip-hop musicians in there as well. So from punk pioneers to rock icons, New Jersey has produced some of the most legendary artists in music history. And if you think I'm exaggerating, stick around, because by the end of this episode, I think you're going to agree with me, and I think you're going to be an honorary New Jerseyan if you're not already from New Jersey. If you can't tell, I'm so proud to be from New Jersey, okay? I have my little stuffed New Jersey in the back. I love a pork roll, egg, and cheese. Feel free to debate in the comments whether it's pork roll or Taylor ham. So I'm very excited to bring you this episode today. But what is it about the Garden State that breeds these incredible musicians and musical greatness? Is it the location? Is it the venues? We're diving into it all today. First, I want to talk about the why. What makes New Jersey the perfect storm for a great music scene? Now, if we're talking geography, obviously New Jersey sits in between New York City and Philadelphia, two huge culturally diverse cities that influence the globe in all areas. And of course, this includes music. This means that musicians based in New Jersey have incredible access to the music scenes in both Philly and New York while carving out their own identities. Throughout history, New Jersey-based artists weren't swallowed by the industry machines of New York City and Philadelphia. Instead, they developed their own raw and almost working class kind of sound and attitude right in the center of it all. And speaking about the working class theme, there are so many New Jersey artists whose music is all about struggle, resilience, and passion. I mean, whether you're listening to, of course, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, sing about life in a blue-collar town, or The Bouncing Souls delivering these anthemic punk songs about friendship and perseverance, there is a very common thread, and that is authenticity. And I mean, in New Jersey, you cannot ignore the iconic venues. I mean, the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, iconic. The Asbury Lanes, also in Asbury Park. Maxwell's in Hoboken, which is no longer open, was a cornerstone of Indian punk history. These venues were more than just places to catch your favorite local bands. They were launch pads for artists who would go on to shape entire genres. And even beyond the music venues, I mean, there's a sheer variety of music in New Jersey. New Jersey is such a diverse state, so it doesn't just stick to one sound. We have punk, classic rock, emo, hardcore, hip-hop, and pop. The diversity in the New Jersey music scene keeps it so fresh and continuously evolving. So let's dive into some of New Jersey's biggest names and music and what has made them so legendary. If we are talking about New Jersey musicians, you already know who I'm gonna name first. Bruce Springsteen. Now, even though I'm from New Jersey, I honestly didn't grow up in a house that listened to Bruce Springsteen. I mean, of course I knew the big songs. I mean, like Born in the USA, Born to Run, all the big hits, I was well aware of them, but I didn't grow up in that environment where they loved Bruce Springsteen. I have so many friends whose parents would like travel to shows to see him and would follow him around to all his different shows and grew up just like adoring Bruce. So I know it's such a culture. So Bruce really isn't just a musician. He's a movement, right? He put Asbury Park on the map and made storytelling through rock music quite the art form. I have such a high appreciation for him after seeing him at See Here Now. I went last year. So seeing him in Asbury Park that was incredible. That was music history right there. Earlier in the podcast, I was talking about the working class themes in a lot of New Jersey musicians' music, and I think songs like Born to Run and Thunder Road capture that perfectly. And his live shows are great. He puts on such a great performance. Without Bruce, we don't get that anthemic heartland rock sound that really has influenced countless of artists who came after him. Beyond the music, Bruce Springsteen's music and cultural impact, it really can't be overstated, I think. He really gave a voice to the everyday person. A lot of his songs focused on struggle, love, loss, and redemption. He turned New Jersey into the symbol of grit and perseverance. And that is something that I think can resonate with a lot of generations. I know people my age and younger that love and adore Bruce Springsteen, so he really has created something that has lasted through the years. Next up, if we're talking about Jersey, we gotta mention Bon Jovi, okay? Love them or hate them, Bon Jovi defined arena rock in the 80s. I mean, Living on a Prayer. Who doesn't know that song? That song is iconic. So many people, that's like one of the quintessential wedding songs, I feel like. I feel like any wedding I've been to, that comes on at some point. I mean, maybe that's just because I grew up in New Jersey, but I don't know. I touched on this earlier when I was talking about Bruce Springsteen, but kind of in that element like Bruce, a lot of their music is built on these themes of perseverance and these blue collar dreams. And plus, their legacy is continuing to live on because they're one of the few bands from that era up until Jon Bon Jovi sadly started having vocal issues. They were still selling out stadiums in today's age. Jon Bon Jovi himself has really had a significant impact beyond music, especially in New Jersey, with very philanthropic efforts, which I love to see. He has the JBJ Soul Foundation and the Soul Kitchen, and this foundation provides food and housing to those in need, and that is something that I really wish we could see more from so many musicians. I love that he is just so passionate about giving back to his community. He really took his New Jersey roots and used his success to give back to those in need, and that is so admirable. We need more big names in music like that. Plus, also, again, maybe it's me being biased because I'm from New Jersey, his Rosé brand, fire. Fire. When I don't know what I want, that is what I get. It's so good. And I'm not just saying that because usually I'm not one to try like celebrity endorsed brands. I wanted to try it. I was really curious because I was hearing really good things about it. It is good. It's my go-to rosé brand. It is my absolute favorite. It's so good. Next up, okay, if we're talking about New Jersey, we have to talk about one of my favorite bands of all time. If you're not new here, you probably know who I'm going to talk about, and that is Misfits. So let's shift the gears into punk. We've been talking about rock and classic rock, but we're gonna get into punk. I will be talking about the Danzig era. You guys know that is what I love. Misfits, they're not just a band. They created this entire subgenre of horror punk. Hailing from Lodi, New Jersey, we have Glenn Danzig's crooner-like vocals, these eerie B-movie-inspired lyrics, and this all became the blueprint for countless punk and metal bands alike. Misfits, their influence stretches well beyond their very short-lived original run of the Danzig era, the best era, in my opinion. I know some people are going to want to debate me about that, but sorry. They prove that this really raw energy and a really unique aesthetic can make history. Their aggressive sound and horror-themed lyrics, they kind of laid the foundation for everything from metalcore to goth rock. They weren't afraid to be different, and that resonated with a lot of people who were looking for a band like this to speak to them. I first started listening to Misfits when I was like 14, maybe, and I fell in love with them right away. The first album I heard was Walk Among Us, and immediately I fell in love with Danzig's vocals. They're unlike anyone else's vocals in this genre that I've heard. He's truly a very unique vocalist, and I was instantly hooked. Of course, when you're 14 years old and really get into a band, what's the first thing you do? You start Googling everything about them. Saw they were from New Jersey, and I was like, well, of course they are, because only the best bands are from New Jersey. I think that's what makes me love them even more, is they're from my home state, you know? And I don't want to go so into depth with Misfits. I have a million one episodes on them. You guys know I love them. You can see them in the back of this podcast every single episode, but they're still relevant today. A lot of people may disagree with me on that, but I mean, they are playing Coachella. which, what do you guys think about that? I want to know. Let me know in the comments. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on that. But since I'm making an episode on New Jersey, I had to mention Misfits. Next up, we have the Gaslight Anthem. They're a more recent addition to New Jersey's list of legendary bands. And the Gaslight Anthem, they kind of seamlessly blend the heartland storytelling of Bruce Springsteen with the grit and the energy of punk. Their breakout album, The 59 Sound, it became an instant classic. And Brian Fallon's raspy vocals and very distinct lyrics, they evoke this sense of longing and resilience, something that makes their music feel timeless and is also very synonymous with a lot of other New Jersey bands that we've been talking about. Their sound definitely plays a little bit of a tribute to Bruce Springsteen, but they carve out their own space with a very punk-tinged sound, plus a deep appreciation for rock and its rich history. They definitely capture the essence of New Jersey and the New Jersey music scene, the feeling of growing up in a small town, but having these big dreams and this spirit of wanting something more, but never forgetting where you came from. So at See Here Now last year, I saw the Gaslight Anthem. I got so close, probably like four rows away. My brother is a big fan, so me, my brother, and my boyfriend, we all were like, okay, we'll wait a little bit to see them so we can get up close. And then it was time for them to start. They come out, and then who comes out with them but Bruce Springsteen? I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, what is going on? That was so cool. Like, that was Asbury Park history right there. Oh my God. I still can't believe that I saw that live. It was incredible. It was incredible, like bucket list moment for sure. Now, if you're going to talk about the New Jersey punk scene, you have to talk about the Bouncing Souls, right? They become a cornerstone of the New Jersey punk scene and the punk scene as a whole. They're known for their infectious energy and melodic sing-alongs and their unwavering DIY aesthetic. They embody everything that makes punk, but especially New Jersey punk, so special. To me, I think whether they're playing a legendary venue like the Stone Pony in Asbury or playing festivals, the Bouncing Souls, they really remain a shining example of what it means to be a punk band with heart. And lastly, the last band I want to touch on from New Jersey is My Chemical Romance. I mean, My Chemical Romance, they didn't just put New Jersey on the map for a whole new era of rock fans, but they redefined the alternative rock genre in the 2000s. They brought this level of like theatricality and emotional depth to pop punk and emo. I mean, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, my personal favorite, it fused this punk energy with this dark cinematic storytelling. And The Black Parade is a genre-defining masterpiece, okay? It captured the themes of death, legacy, and perseverance in a whole new way. And you cannot talk about this genre of music without talking about My Chemical Romance. MCR to me became a movement of like self-expression and resilience and embracing your identity. And it made them more than just a band. They became this like symbol of this genre for so many people. And to me, their New Jersey roots just really shine through with their music and their unfiltered honesty, their work ethic, and their willingness to embrace something new and unique. And their eventual reunion, I mean, hello, they're going on tour this summer. It proves that their legacy remains untouchable. Please let me know if you are going to see My Chemical Romance, because I tried to get tickets, guys. I was waiting in that queue for 2 hours and it just didn't work out in my favor. But if you're going to see them, happy for you. Not at all jealous. Okay, I have been yapping about some iconic bands from New Jersey, and there are so many more, and I could go on and on and on, but we're not going to do that. So I'm just going to list off some other iconic musicians from New Jersey. So if you are like, why is she not talking about this one? I'm probably about to mention it. And if I don't mention your favorite, let me know who I missed. So some other iconic New Jersey legends include Skid Row, Thursday, Screaming Females, Senses Fail, we talked about Misfits earlier, but of course, Danzig, Whitney Houston, Kool & the Gang, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Paul Simon, Lauryn Hill, SZA, Charlie Puth, Man Overboard, Gloria Gaynor, Queen Latifah, Halsey, Fetty Wap, the list goes on, guys, okay? Like, these are so many iconic artists that span decades, and some of the people I mentioned are some of the biggest names in music, and they're from New Jersey. So all of this to say, this begs to question, why does New Jersey keep churning out legendary musicians? Number one, New Jersey has the sense of suburban rebellion, I guess you could say. Growing up in New Jersey, it means you're growing up in the shadows of bigger cities, right? And that suburban frustration, it creates this hunger to break out, to be heard, and to prove yourself. And this translates into powerful music. There's kind of like this certain restlessness that comes with living in the outside of the bigger cities. For many musicians, that turns energy into fuel. So whether it's like the Heartland anthems of Bruce Springsteen, or the angst of people like My Chemical Romance, or the rowdy punk of the Bouncing Souls, New Jersey has this very suburban angst kind of feel with all of these musicians alike. New Jersey also has a diversity of sound. I mean, Jersey doesn't just produce one type of music. The state's mix of cultures, backgrounds, and influence, it means that there's always something new being created. And while yes, I mainly touched on punk and rock in this episode, New Jersey has hip hop, pop, R&B, soul. It has it all. This melting pot of sounds and styles, it ensures that New Jersey musicians, they're constantly pushing boundaries and redefining genres. New Jersey also has a chip on its shoulder. I mean, let's be real. As a Jersey girl, I think I can say New Jersey has always had to fight for respect. I mean, there's always like a bad reputation about New Jersey, and there's always jokes flying around. So many people, I've heard them say New Jersey is like the worst place to live in. It's like the ugliest state. And a lot of people compare New Jersey to Jersey Shore. This is coming from someone that has watched Jersey Shore as a New Jerseyan, but I feel like a lot of people who aren't from New Jersey, they may just think that that is synonymous with New Jersey. Plus, in the music world, we are often overshadowed by the bigger cities that surround us. But that underdog mentality, it kind of fuels artists to work harder and to push boundaries. It pushes them to make music that demands to be heard. That's why I think New Jersey artists make music with such intensity and passion. There's like this sense that every song and every show is a statement. I mean, from the aggressive punk of Misfits or the arena rock anthems of Bon Jovi, New Jersey musicians just have this different level of passion and grit that sets them apart. Of course, New Jersey has legendary local venues. I touched on this earlier, but from the Stone Pony to the Starland Ballroom, Asbury Lanes, House of Independence, so on and so on. There's so many more, but New Jersey has venues that don't just host concerts, they build careers, and they have been symbols of music history. And so many of these spots give local artists so much stage time and chances to play with bigger acts that come in on national tours. For decades now, these venues have served as kind of like proving grounds where unknown bands get to showcase what they have. And so many people have had the chance to witness bigger bands before their breakout stardom. The energy at these venues is just undeniable. The music scene in New Jersey is incredible, and the connection between artists and fans really runs deep. Plus, the growth of See Here Now in Asbury, it makes it a hub of music unlike ever before and even bigger than before. Lastly, community and DIY. I mean, especially the punk and indie scenes in New Jersey, they've always thrived on these DIY ethics, basement shows, local zines, and a very tight-knit community. This means that young artists, they really have a chance to have a support system and have the chance to grow. And especially this means that they can really hone their craft before they go on to make it big. I mean, especially in places like New Brunswick and Glassboro, these are both college towns, so the underground scene has really been thriving there for a while and a breeding ground for these emerging punk and rock bands. And of course, the iconic Asbury Park, it's provided a home for so many singer-songwriters and bands. A lot of these bands have proved that you don't need a major label to make it big. All you really need is this loyal community behind you. That is the proof I think you need that New Jersey breeds musical legends. Whether it's stadium rock anthems, DIY punk, or these blue collar ballads, the best bands really are from New Jersey. I said what I said. Sorry. I want to hear from you. Let me know in a comment, who are your favorite artists from New Jersey, whether they are rock, pop, hip hop. I want to hear from you. Doesn't matter the genre, just let me know who your favorites are. And all that being said, I want to plug my social media. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty in Punk Pod. And you can also find the podcast Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast, available on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, you name it, I am on it. And I do post new episodes every single Friday. So thank you so much for watching, and I will see you next week in the next episode.